This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, joined by sports director Jeff Hathorn right now because the sports world's heating up. Steelers, I wouldn't call the Pirates heating up. I don't know. We'll get into that in just a little bit.
People are getting heated up.
They are getting heated up. Under 2 hours from right now, Latrobe Memorial Stadium, Friday Night Lights. Paul and I were talking earlier today, Paul Alexander and I, probably, 1 o'clock or so. It very well may be the best weather ever in history of Friday Night Lights.
I was telling him, I've seen fire and I've seen rain there. It's either 90 degrees or pouring rain. You rarely get a night like this. This is like a fall night.
It's perfect. And there are a lot of people probably headed out there now. Maybe a lot of people who have already parked and kind of milling around. What is to be expected from that if it goes on schedule as normal, as they normally do? What happens at this?
Pads. So it would be a padded practice, which means hitting. They didn't hit yesterday. Well, they did a little bit, a few fights, but they weren't in pads yesterday. So expect a physical practice. Expect a ton of energy. Mike Tomlin really likes to use this to kind of get the guys fired up, and he'll work certain combinations because he wants to see that. If you've never been to it and you're heading out to it, it is a really cool energy. It's a like a little Steeler game in a packed high school stadium, and the team takes back roads to go there. So they go by all the houses. They get to see Western PA. These guys from Malibu and other places that have never really been to Western PA. They've heard about it. They met people, but haven't seen it. You get to see it tonight.
And they see a mailbox, and they go, somebody really has that many consonants all together in their last name? Well, how do you say that?
And then
that?
People try to predict the route. So you'll see them outside their houses with signs and towels, and it's just, it's cool.
That is super cool. All right, a couple quick hitters from Steelers camp. They've just had a couple practices, right? One person who is a sure bet on this football team that might play better than anticipated this year is who?
Is Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. Okay. I heard the scuttlebutt about him coming in and being, looks like a Hall of Famer. Okay. Another quick hitter. Fill in the blank. Aaron Rodgers has been... Fill it in.
Unbelievable.
Oh?
As a leader, like the way he has meshed with these guys and what they say about him is all of them have one word that they use for him. Cool. That he's like, he's the coolest guy, but he walks around, he'll joke with them. He'll take it when they give it back. But he wants to know their names, where they're from. Like, and it's not in a phony way. It's kind of, he has this air about him as I think everybody knew. But I think he's a lot more down to earth than everybody expected.
All right, Jalen Ramsey's off the board. Somebody that's gone through just their first few practices as a Pittsburgh Steeler and has pleasantly surprised is?
First few practices as a Pittsburgh Steeler and has pleasantly surprised is Derek Harmon, the first round pick.
Oh, okay.
He's going to start on the defensive line. I mean, part of that is because the depth isn't where they need it to be, but he's also... It's early. It's only one padded practice. We'll know more tonight and over the weekend. And remember, next Saturday is the first preseason game. We get into game weeks like every week. But he has been one that I think you should expect a lot of out as a rookie.
True or false in pontificate on this, our compadre Mark Caboli says, Mike Tomlin has smiled more earlier in camp than ever before. True or false?
He always smiles on a false. He always smiles on a football field.
Okay.
Listen, there are coaches that are more CEOs. Mike just wants to coach ball.
I agree with you. He loves camp.
He would if he wasn't NFL coach, and if it wasn't about all this money, he would be a high school coach. I mean, he just loves the game.
Last quick hitter. The offensive line, it's very early to predict. The offensive line will achieve at their level, overachieve, underachieve this year.
It's incomplete because they've had two guys out.
Right.
Two of the five have been out for Pat.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I did practice, so I want to say they're going to be a little bit better than last year, so that maybe take them, I guess, over their what their expectations are.
Gotcha. All right, turning to the Pirates. So yesterday, trade deadline day, a lot of people upset with general manager Ben Cherington. Is there a long-term plan? Is there a short-term plan? And if it becomes crystallized, exactly what is it?
So we heard from him on Sunday that sometimes you have to, in this type of market, you have to take chances. You have to take risk. Can't be risk averse was the phrase he used. Yesterday, after the trade deadline, when he only made a couple of deals, he said he didn't want to risk some of the offers that he had. The risk was too high. Well, what is it? You say you're going for 2026, but you add two players that might be on your roster in 2026. And one is a lefty reliever that's going to come in the sixth inning and pitch to three batters. And another is another catcher who may or may not be good enough. He's just starting his career move up to AAA. So you told us that 2026, you wanted guys ready for then, but your actions didn't meet your words.
One thing that leaves me mystified is Kiner Falefa and Tommy Pham. Both, essentially, their deepest value to this team was probably to flip them at the deadline. When you signed them was their deepest value, and they didn't flip them at the deadline. That's quizzical to me.
Yeah, and he said, you know, we traded Cabrian Hayes, so we needed to keep IKF. Why? You've got guys in the minor leagues that are you're looking to see if these guys can play. Why not give them a chance? You've got outfielders like a Jack Suwinski, who maybe you've figured out isn't going to be an MLB player, but why are you going to put Tommy Pham out there? Even if you got very minimal return, you'd have to think a trade would be there. But to hear that, well, you know, Tommy Pham's a good role model because he came back. Well, just tell his story. He doesn't have to be there. Or you have Andrew Heaney still who's going to start tonight. Well, you've got these pitchers in AAA that are waiting, that are two, if not one for sure, maybe two are ready to come up. Why not give them that shot? Why are you starting a 34-year-old who will be off your roster at the end of September?
If you had to say right now, are you still in the camp that Don Kelly will be the manager next year to start?
If it's the same general manager, yes.
Okay.
If it's a new GM, I would think that new GM would say, I want to interview my own guys. Maybe they interview Donnie and say, this is the right guy. But if it's a new GM, probably not.
Do you think that they don't? Is there a possibility right now they simply don't want to uproot what they have going on? And that Ben Cherington, they know, isn't the guy, but you don't make an in-season change with the general manager, and there's nothing to be won or lost right now, and they're just wait till the offseason.
So possibly, but when you have these assets like Bednar and Falter and Keller, who they didn't trade, why would you want a guy that you're not going to trust in 2 months to make those moves? Why wouldn't you just clean house, bring in somebody, even if it's just temporary? that you can work with to make those changes.
Gotcha. Crazy stuff. It's a crazy world. Yesterday, somebody said to me early this morning, they said, I saw somebody say this is as mad as people were since Chris Archer. Well, when Chris Archer, the day they traded for him, people loved it.
They
did. It just didn't work out.
Right. They did.
They filmed him coming in from the airport.
Because they were trying to make a run. They
Correct.
Made an aggressive, at least that mistake was an aggressive mistake. What you're seeing now is like, I don't want to hurt any, you know, it's just go out and make it. The Steelers went out and were very aggressive. It might just crash and burn, but they were aggressive. They tried.
I agree. It beats sitting on your hands. Jeff, great stuff. Big sports weekend. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Colin.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.